Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war in preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Resurrect the Republic Street Radio broadcast with Ammon Bundy live in California.
You own. You don't own it. So, we took a stand. And that they videoed that while we were there, right before I actually drove the four-wheeler in front of the dump truck, one of the federal agents coming right behind my Aunt Margaret, 57-year-old woman, and literally picks her up and body slams her on the asphalt. And if you think I'm exaggerating what I'm saying, I want you tonight to go on the internet and watch it. I am not exaggerating to try to, you know, to make this something that it's not. And we stood. We knew that right there and then that they were going to have to take our lives away before they were going to take our heritage and our livelihoods away. And when I came to the ranch, because I didn't live on the ranch. I don't live on the ranch now. When I came to the ranch, well, there's many circumstances that actually brought me there. But I actually said to the county undersheriff, I said, this is not worth dying over. I actually said that. And I tell you, by Wednesday, when I saw what they were doing, I completely changed my mind. It was absolutely worth dying for. Because I knew that I couldn't pass on to my son what was happening there on my father's ranch. And there was many others that believed the same thing. So we stood. And that little incident there on Wednesday was caught on video thanks to our phones and social media, which is a great tool to defend and protect ourselves when we're in the right. And in fact, by that night, if I remember clearly, and I'm pretty sure I have it right, that video had 1.3 million views. And people from all over the country, actually all over the continent, started flowing to the Bundy Ranch. And I remember one man comes up to me and he says, "Ammon, my name's so-and-so, and I came from New Hampshire. I just drove 34 hours to get here. What do you want me to do?" And that happened. There was a man from Alaska. There was a man from that was in Iraq that actually called, and after, you know, there was hundreds of people there, he actually called and sent 100 pizzas, ordered 100 pizzas, because he couldn't be there himself. And it was a great unity of the people. And ultimately what happened was it escalated, they continued, and then once these federal agents began to see that the people were united and that they were not going to be deterred, that they were there to stand, that they actually stopped the operation, and they began to gathered all the cattle that they had, which is almost 400 head of cattle at this time, put them in a corral, and they had plans to sell those cattle. They actually had a cattle livestock auction in central Utah that they paid reportedly an extra $300,000 just to run them through their auction. But what happened was the governor of Utah ordered them to not bring those cattle into Utah. That's right. They even put the higher patrol at the check station and said, "Any cattle that come in here, you check to make sure that they're not the Bundy's cattle. And if they are, you do not let them come into this state." Idaho wouldn't let them come into this state. Arizona wouldn't let them come to it. And actually even California, the auction yards in California would not sell those cattle. And they were stuck there on the Bundy Ranch. Until enough people from all over the country could come together and go up there and insist that they release those cattle.
And there's how good Americans are.
What's that?
It shows you how good Americans.
That's right. It shows you how we defend our rights and how we'll unite and come together and do that. And so what happened? I wish I could show you a couple pictures, because I have a picture of I don't want to exaggerate, but I would say it's almost a half a mile, bumper to bumper, and I'm not exaggerating, of federal vehicles on their way out of the Bundy Ranch. And after they left, we went in there, and the people lined the hills, went in there, opened up the gates, and we drove those cattle back up to the river. And they were hurting. They had three or four, even five days, were in pretty bad shape. There was several of them were dead in the corrals. Many of them had broken hips and broken, you know, joints and different things. They were trying to calve right there in those corrals. But we were able to take them and drive them back down to the river where there's sand, and they were able to get some good grass and And people were able to see that, and it was almost like a miracle. In fact, I tell you, it was a miracle. It was a miracle. Right? It was an American miracle. It really was. And I was just privileged to be part of it. And to even speak about it just brings me to tears because of how merciful God is and how merciful He was to us. Because we went just a few days from thinking that this was going to be the last week of our lives to our cattle coming back to the ranch. I remember at the beginning that week thinking, how in the world are we ever going to preserve our ranch? But the Lord made it happen. And He did it by touching the hearts of individuals. That's right. He touched their hearts and they came to the ranch. And they knew and understood that that was what had to be done. And I share these things with you because I hope you could see the parallel of what can happen here and what must happen here. And how it is crucial that an individual defends his rights first, claims them, uses them, and then defends them. And when he does that, because of the circumstance that we are in, he will certainly be put under the force. And at that point, all of us, in the effort to love our neighbor and to follow the Spirit of the Lord, we have to go in and stand with that person. Our rights will not be protected in an association. They will not be. They are protected by an individual saying, these are my rights, I will use them. And if anybody comes to take them, I will defend them. And I will call on my neighbors to defend them with me. That's the way rights are defended and maintained. Rights are not maintained in the courts. I hate to break the news. Look, tell me when any rights have been ever protected and defended in the courts, in history. I mean, let's go to the Bible. What's the history of the courts in taking rights? They're not defended there. We have been actually buffaloed to believe that that's where rights are defended. Rights are defended on the grounds in which the rights were established, which is your ranch or your waters. If that water right was established right there at the diversion of when that water began to be beneficially used by you, that's where that right is defended, is right there at the diversion. It's just the fact. It's natural law. And we believe that our rights are somehow protected in some court that's arbitrarily being controlled by a judge. And I like what my dad says best about the federal court system. He says, you know, going into federal court with a federal judge and federal attorneys and federal agencies and federal rules of regulation is like a man coming into your house and comes in your house and beats up your wife and children. So you take him to court. And they say, all arise for the honorable judge, and in walks a man with a black robe, and it's the very man that beat up your wife and children. Because that's what it's like. So I experienced this. And I saw that what happened there at the ranch. And I saw how my dad's rights were preserved. And I was a witness of it. And I felt very privileged, very honored to be part of that. I felt the Spirit of the Lord guide and direct us. And I knew that we were being protected by something other than just man. And I began to study this deeper and these issues deeper. And I began to understand more of a lot of the things that are written in the Declaration of Independence. And I began to understand the Constitution better. And I began to understand, you know, a lot of these principles of freedom and these laws of nature the best I could. And then it wasn't very long after that, I was introduced to a family in Eastern Oregon, the Hammond family. And I saw what was happening to them, and I could completely relate to them. And I could just see, and I began to study without them even knowing what was happening to them. I could see exactly what was happening, that this family had suffered for several decades in very much the same way in which our family had suffered. And I felt moved, again, by the Spirit of the Lord. And I recognized that Spirit moving me and telling me to act, telling me that it was your responsibility because you knew and you had experienced what it took in order to preserve their rights. And so I began to do and follow, you know, the little guidance that I was getting the best I could. I went to the county sheriff, told him, hey, your only duty is to do this. And we met many, many times. And he just wouldn't stand. And I also understood that as soon as they found out that the federal government found out that I was there, that they began to send agents to his office. And that sheriff was in a great, great conflict with himself. But the influence was too great. The federal influence was too great. And he began to fold, and I could see that. And so we put together a petition of redress of grievance, petition our government. And we asked them to do something very simple in that county. We asked the county sheriff and the elected representatives to put together an evidential hearing board. All we were asking to do is to look at the Hammond case and to determine if what was happening to the Hammonds was just or not. And then make decisions after that. And we had literally tens of thousands of people sign that petition. At one point, because it was an online signing process, at one point, we were getting a signature less than every 3 minutes. And yet, and we actually had to send that petition when people were still signing it, because we needed to get it to the right people. And they ignored it. I mean, not even one response, email, nothing. Completely ignored it. And so here we're sitting here, knowing that this family is unjustly going to prison for the second time under terrorist arsenal charges. They actually charged them under terrorist arsenal charges under the effective death penalty, the Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996, and as arsenal terrorists, which held a minimum of 5-year sentence. They had already served time, respectively, 13 months or 15 months, and now they were going back to prison. There's a lot of history there. But it was completely unjust. The law, I mean, I won't get into the details, but, and then we were exposing the injustice. We were trying to go through our Republican form of government in order to bring light to it, get them to stand, which is their duty and the whole reason why we have them. And we were being completely ignored. Tens of thousands of people signing petitions. Anybody who has had a petition knows that that's quite an accomplishment. And this was going on in a very short period of time, and we were ignored. We found out later why. Because the FBI went to each one of the county sheriff and each one of the representatives and told them, or threatened them.
We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast with Ammon Bundy. I'm breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of tears. With no provisions, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. Folks, I appreciate a few donations have come in. And they are greatly, greatly appreciated. Much needed. Matthew, Craig, Janet, God bless you. And all I can say is from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for that. And those of you out there, you know that I'm making a pretty big move to Arizona. And like I said, we're putting together equipment. We're kind of like mobile of sorts right now. We're traveling around, which is really I'm really so pleased to be able to bring you this presentation from Ammon Bundy and why this is so important. Just such important content. Also, the Center for Self Governance, their piece on Lavoie Finicum, that's going to be something else we're going to be sharing as well. With you, we're getting up a channel to be able to do live streaming interactive content that we can play these clips and have you all tune in, like maybe after hours or something after the last broadcast of the evening, so that we can all sit together and share information together. We're working on a lot of different things to really just spread this information out there and force multiply. So we appreciate all of your help.
for those of you out there who haven't yet, please go to resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on that top button on the upper right-hand PayPal. So anyway, let's get back to Ammon Bundy. This is a great presentation from California.
And told them or threatened them not to respond. Imagine that. You have a representative who is supposed to, we elect him and hire him or her to represent our rights and to defend them. And the very entity that is taking the rights and putting this family in prison unjustly is threatening our representatives to not respond. I had a county commissioner come to me with tears and tell me that. That's how I know, along with emails later from our discovery in our court case. And so, what were we to do? What were people to do? Were we all just to go home and say, you know what? This is so wrong. Our government completely has collapsed and been corrupted and has failed. Let's just all go home? No. There's no way after what happened there that I could go home.
We're Americans. Nobody cares.
I wanted to go home so bad. I can't tell you. I wanted to go home. I had a little baby, a wife, five other children. And I wanted to go home. I was sick of everything that was happening. I could see that our government completely broke down. I wanted to go home. But I felt that spirit in me tell me, no, you can't go home. If you go home, you'll never have peace again in this life. And you'll be accountable to me in the life after. I knew I couldn't go home. And so, I began to try to understand what I was supposed to do and what I could do. Trying to look for a peaceful way in which we could bring as much attention to this as we could. And I began to be able to see that there was a wildlife refuge about 35 miles out of Burns, and it was surrounded the Hammonds Ranch. And they were very instrumental in trying to take the Hammonds Ranch and a lot of these issues that were happening. And I felt very, very clear and very sure that I was supposed to go into that refuge with as many people as would follow me. And we were just supposed to sit right there and do it in a peaceful way, do it on a weekend when no one was there. And so that's what we did. We did it. I did a bunch of research on the refuge and found out again that that refuge was it's about 187,000 acres. And that at one time, all of that land was owned by private ranchers. And that, you know, over a 60-year period of time, those ranches, through many different deceptive and forceful ways, lost their ranches, and they ended up being titled to the U.S. government under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And by this time, I had studied quite a few of the laws, and one of the laws that I studied was what's called the adverse possession law.
We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
End of the night.
So far, thank you very much, Communication 2020, Matthew Shepard, Craig Toth, and Janet Neer, for your donations. And folks, I really appreciate you getting behind us. Big time move, a lot of good things ahead. Force multiplication of information and coming back, fighting back against censorship, and a year down, standing with Ammon Bundy. You know, I got to spend time with Ammon Bundy when I was on Air Fed, or Con Air, as you might want to put it. We were put in the same unit in Pahrump, and oh man, the conversations, the research into the Constitution, the prayer, what just an amazing individual all around. And you know, many people have asked me, do you regret going to Oregon? No, I don't regret going to Oregon. You know, I'm one of those people that can say that I was so honored and proud to stand with some good men on free ground, even if it were for a short time, all together in what we believe were and what I know to be an absolutely righteous cause, to stand for freedom and to stand up for your rights and for your brother when rights are affected. So you just can't stand when it's for you, because you know, one day you're going to need somebody to stand for you. There's not going to be anybody there. So I wholeheartedly believe that we need to stand for our neighbors, stand for our brothers and sisters, and do what's right. And that is my message for this. I hope it's a positive one today. This presentation from Ammon was absolutely amazing. Anyway, I want to get back to it. For folks, resurrectorepublic.com, upper right-hand corner, PayPal, we're on a move. We need your help. Thank you for those who have donated, but it's not over yet. We still need to get a little bit further out there. We so much appreciate your support. Ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy live in California.
And it's a law in all the states. It's a natural law. It is absolutely necessary to have adverse possession. And I could go into that and tell you why, but it is one of God's laws in order to make sure that a certain entity or a certain man with a lot of money or doesn't come in and suck up all the land and hold it to himself. And I began to study these laws. Anyway, we went into the refuge there, and I clearly saw before I went into the refuge that adverse possession was exactly what the federal government was using upon the people. And there are certain things you have to do. You have to go in and openly say we're claiming, right? For yourself. You have to raise the flag, change the signs. And you watch, if you understand what the federal government has done, or the state, it doesn't matter, because I know that you live in California. I forgot that. They come in and they put their signs up, they began to tag everything, because what they're doing is they're actually adversely taking your property. They have to put their signs on it, they map it, and they put their name on the map. They're taking claim of your property. It's natural law. They know it and understand it very well. The other thing is they have to begin to use it, beneficially use it for themselves. And what does the federal government do? They lease it back to you. They say it's ours. We're going to beneficially use it by leasing it back to you. They begin to profit off of it. They use it. They build their buildings. They make almost a private park. And they begin to create a tremendous amount of jobs off of that land. And that's beneficial use. And then another piece of adverse possession is you have to be willing to and strong enough to keep it. You have to defend it. And they're willing to use actually the force of law that was created by the people. And I say that, I'll just leave it at that, because there's a lot of pieces to that aren't right. I did, but they use that against themselves. Against us. And so I began to understand this. And so what did we do? We went into the refuge and we claimed adverse possession. We changed the signs. We flew the American flag as high as we could fly it. And we said, this land belongs to the people of Harney County.
Folks, I have some breaking news coming in right now. Sorry to interrupt. Todd Engel. As you know, he was one of the political prisoners involved with the Bundys as well. There was a live call from federal prison in which he discusses the Wooten whistleblower number 2 letter. I have not had a chance, because this is just coming in, to get it up onto any of our channels. But But if you go to Resurrect the Republic Facebook, when this is over, or you can go to Aaron Davis. You can also go to our Facebook channel, our Facebook account, Thomas Lacovara Stewart on Facebook. I just shared it. It should be on the top of my page. Or Aaron Davis, Rudy Davis of Lone Star 1776, whose YouTube channel is under threat right now. All those calls from those political prisoners under threat from being taken down. Their website is Year of Jubilee with one E, yearofjubilee.com. If for some reason you get that typed wrong, you can go to the rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com under our resource links. Their website is also there to get this information. The phone call is 30-some minutes long. It's too long for me to be able to fit in to this broadcast today. But if all of you would go to that when this broadcast concludes, I would greatly appreciate it. From what she told me, there is some really good information in there. As well as I want to give a shout out to the Free Range Report. Just out today, Senator Lee makes abolishing federal law enforcement an election issue. We're going to try and get to that. I don't know if we have enough time to do that today. But Todd Angle on Thomas Lacovara Stewart Facebook page, we will have it out on oneway.com. We will have it on RTR Truth Media Blogspot. Subscribe. All I can tell you guys, go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com or go to resurrectrepublic.com and fill in your email for email updates so that when we post this stuff, you'll get it live. Anyway, back to Ammon Bundy, live in California.
We changed it from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge to the Harney County Resource Center. We changed the signs, and we began
one more
to
thing.
Take a loop.
Dan, the sign that he's talking about, the Harney County Resource Center sign, I designed that. That came off of my iPad. And I gave it to Ryan Bundy, and he got it to the sign maker. That's my little claim to fame in history of the Malheur thing. I just wanted to throw that in there. I love it when they mention that Harney County sign. I have a picture of it up on my wall. Go ahead, roll the clip. Ammon Bundy, live in California.
We changed the signs, and we began to take a loop. And as far as we began to change the signs, and we had a radius that we changed the signs, and it was going to get bigger and bigger, right? And we said, and then we had a use plan. We began to, they had a whole bunch of equipment there. We had a whole use plan when the snow melted to get those people back. And we were basically reversing adverse possession because that's how they've taken it from us. And we were doing that, one, because we felt it was right, and two, because we knew that it was going to be an example of how and what people must do in order to preserve their rights. Now, the interesting thing is, the Lord was protecting us the whole time. Because what happened was, and this is, I know I might be talking about for a little bit longer than Debbie wanted me to, but the Lord was protecting us, just like He protected us in Nevada. Because what happened was, is when after we were arrested, we were thrown in those horrible places, and we had to fight and suffer through a 10-month trial in Oregon. That was just the first part of it. But when we got in the courtroom and we were finally able to get the truth in front of the jury, we began to tell them exactly what I'm telling you today. And we began to show them, under the protest of the U.S. attorneys, how adverse possession is legal. It's legal. In every state of the United States of America, it is legal. And that's what we were doing. And the jury saw that, they understood it, and they said what those men and women were doing there, besides standing up and loving their neighbor, was legal. And we were acquitted on all charges. Now, yeah, that's a whole nother. She asked, why did I have to be in prison during the trial? Well, just so you know, that while myself and others were arrested and incarcerated and facing these charges in Oregon, We were also charged in Nevada for, you know, what they were all lies, a 63-page indictment of lies. But our sentences down there, there was 19 counts, and we were facing 106 years of minimum sentencing. And as many of you know, the Lord again, it took almost 2 years, but the Lord again protected us down there.
And
he is a great guy. And ultimately, those charges were dismissed against us because of the corruption and deception of the federal government in the court system. The court finally said that this is too much. I can't even cover this up. And therefore, we have to dismiss these charges with prejudice, which means they can't bring it all again. They can't bring them up against us anymore. Now, when I was at the refuge, the most interesting thing happened, because we first went in there and we thought, oh no, they're going to kill us. But we're here. We know we're supposed to be here. And what we had hoped, what I had hoped, what I had planned and felt, is that people would start to come. And we would have an opportunity to share with them what we were doing. And they did. At first, I remember a rancher comes, knocks on the door, and we open the door slowly. And he has a pot of soup. And man, it was so good because we were hungry. In the middle of winter, it was like 8 below. And he comes in and he begins to talk to us. And then he leaves. He tells his friends and his neighbors, and they start coming. And next thing you know, we got hundreds of people coming to the ranch, or to the refuge. And they're wanting to know. And so we began to do seminars and talk to them about their rights, these being their rights, not somebody else's rights. And then something very interesting started happening. Because we started to see the veterans coming, and even law enforcement officers, because they began to understand what we were doing. And I want to show you a few things. A man came, and he was airborne in the Army, and I have to apologize. I didn't serve in the military. And so the terminology I don't understand. But he gave me his hat. He says, this is the only thing that I have that I could feel that's important enough to me to give to you. And he takes his hat off. You know, I imagine that's very important to him. And he gave that to me. And I said, I don't know if I can take that. And then a man came, and he was in a wheelchair. He had lost both of his legs serving in the military. And he gave me his officer's jacket. And see there, he was a diver as well. Or he was a diver. And he had, that's 20 years of service. Yes. And this man had no legs. And I was like, I cannot take this from you. But he insisted. He insisted that what we were doing was serving our country. And that he wanted me to have this. And I've never worn it. I would never wear it. Because I don't feel like I earned it. But he insisted that I have it. Another man had served as a law enforcement officer, I believe, for 28 years. And he gave me his duty badge. And I kept it in my pocket. And when I was arrested, they took it from me. And now they won't give it back. But it was his 20-year duty badge. And he said, I feel that what you're doing is so important that you need to have my duty badge. And I didn't. They're thieves, young lady. They are. And thieves don't give things back very easily. Then I had another man. He served as a colonel. And he came to me. And who knows what the purple heart is? Who knows what the award is that's just the next level higher than the purple heart?
We'll be back. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio broadcast with Sam and Bundy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. We only have a limited time to get the rest of this in, and I want you to hear as much of it as you can. Adam Bundy in California, thank you for your donations, folks. ResurrectTheRepublic.com at the top of the button, PayPal. Go.
It's the Bronze Star. And he gave me his Bronze Star. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a colonel in the U.S. military giving me a Bronze Star? I don't deserve this. I didn't earn this. But he gave it to me and insisted that I have it. And I had to take it in honor of him and his sacrifice. And if you, I recommend that you go and find out what it takes to be awarded the Bronze Star. It's a tremendous sacrifice. And then, a man comes up to me. He gives me this flag. And he says, my brother died serving in Iraq. And this flag was the flag that they draped over his casket. And inside of it has the shells from the salute during his funeral. I've never opened it. I don't plan on opening it, but I know they're in there. And I know that he insisted that I have it. It's his only brother. They draped this over his casket and he gave it to me. I don't deserve it. But out of honor to him and his brother, I hold it and share it with you. Now let me ask you something. Is that what you were told about the refuge?
No.
Why? Why weren't you told the truth? There is an effort. There is a conspiracy to take your rights and to consolidate them into one body. Because when your rights are consolidated into one body, what I mean by rights, I mean everything of value, the power that you have as an individual. There's an effort to consolidate that power into one body so that it can be easily controlled, manipulated, and used against you.
Resurrectory Public Truth Radio Broadcast. Have a great weekend, folks.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.